Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
For him and the players, because it's obviously not a situation or the end for all, probably all the employees at Chelsea, because it's nothing they are responsible for, but what happens around. I think there's one man is really responsible for that, and it's Vladimir Putin in the first place. And I don't know about Roman Abramovich's role in all these kind of things, but over the years you could guess that maybe he's pretty close. And then I think what the British government did is right, to be 100% honest, but it is still not cool for the people at Chelsea and for all the supporters. I get that, but I think the things the government did is all right.
To matters here, I just wonder what progress has been made since we last asked about Mo Salah's contract. And the reason I'm asking is because obviously the signing of Luis Diaz has been another indication of the level of ambition at this place to continually improve the squad. You've won one trophy this season and are still competing for three others. So how persuasive is all that, do you think, to persuading Mo that his future remains here, that he should sign that new contract?
I think, yeah, Mo definitely expects this club to be ambitious. We were in the last years, and we are. That's a question if I think that the signing of Luis Diaz helps Mo to make it.
Does it help? Because it shows, I think one of the things that Mo's spoken about is seeing that continual level of ambition to improve the squad. And again, you've shown that. You've shown those indications. You're competing for those trophies. And do you almost reach a point where, look, there's not much more we can do here, Mo?
No, of course we cannot do much more. That's how it is. But it's not about. I don't think it's about that. It's a decision between. I think meanwhile it's Mo's decision, pretty much. I think the club did what the club can do. That's how it is. And it's nothing bad to say about it. It's all fine from my point of view. It's exactly like it should be in this moment, moment in time, and everything is set. Nothing happened further. So no signing, no rejection, or whatever. So yeah. We just have to wait for that. It's completely fine. It's no rush in that situation.
Ahead of this game at the weekend, Graham Potter said, "I always like playing against Liverpool because they are one of the best. It's very rare that in anything in life you get to face the best. So you should look at it as a massive challenge and huge opportunity." So how do you feel about playing Brighton?
Brighton, not the best in the world, but they are incredibly good. So, and that's we are not the best in the world, obviously, but it's nice words. But it's Graham knows exactly what he really thinks. He knows that there's office football, and there's a big chance that you can give other teams a struggle. That's what we try to do constantly, and that's what they will try definitely. Even when the results in the last few weeks were not brilliant for Brighton, but the performance level is really, really good, and they. I think they have fourth highest possession stats in the league, which is really, it's not easy to have. So you need to do a lot of good stuff to play to keep the ball that long in a football game. And in the end, it's for us always a challenge to face them. We've realized it in the home game. It was when you're not compact against Brighton. then they play in and around you. That's how it is. That's how they set up. So we have to make sure that we find a proper defending attitude, and from there we go. And we don't go there to show who is the better side or who is world class and stuff like this. Not at all. We are humble enough to go there and really work incredibly hard and put in a proper shift. That's what I expect, not a fancy football game. I expect that us as a real hard-working unit.
PRP?
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
Just what have you made of the impact of Luis Diaz since he arrived in the...
Good, great, outstanding, surprisingly quick, and everything like you wish for. That's how it is, and we wanted to be. When you sign a player, you never know in the moment how quick it will go. Obviously, it's Luis has so many things he needs to have an impact here, and we saw that in the first moment. But then there's still a difference between seeing it in training and bringing it on the pitch. But he's obviously exactly what you really get what you see in training. You get it as well in the game. So yeah, brilliant so far.
You've won 7 Premier League games in a row and always conceded twice. How important is momentum at this stage of the season in the title race?
For us, incredibly important, because we obviously have no time and no points to waste. So yeah, we have to keep going. That's clear. That's the situation is clear. Everybody knows it. And if there is any kind of momentum, we should better keep it and work with it. That's it.
Are you excited by the title race? Do you think it'll go close to the end?
From our point of view, I hope so, but I don't know. So, because we spoke about that here now plenty of times, and it's always the same. You all, everybody's excited about having the opportunity to have a title race. Our problem is we have to play Brighton now. Then the game in hand we have a few days later against Arsenal away. In all the thoughts of a lot of people, it's like, okay, 3 points, bam, bam, bam. But there's the 180, at least 80 minutes of football in between. Now only 90 and then another 90. So it's really tough. But so far the boys did incredibly well. And why shouldn't I think we cannot go on? So it's hard work, yes. But the boys are ready to work hard. And then you have to play your best football, and if you can't play your best football, you have to force luck a little bit. That's how it is. We will try everything, but if we can call it, if from our point of view, we cannot call it a title race, because we are still behind and all these kind of things, but we try to win football games, and let's see.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And just finally from me, Jürgen, Roberto Firmino, is he ready to play?
Yeah, he's back.
Thank you.
Julia?
Thanks.
Jürgen, what's been the reaction from
midweek against Inter Milan, has there been any more injuries? We saw a few players maybe missing from training yesterday.
We had a few little things, but so far nobody is out of training. We have, on top of that, however, COVID is not over, so these kind of things we have as well, or had. We will see how that's going on. We try absolutely everything to avoid this, but it's obviously not really possible. Players or staff who had it now have absolutely no symptoms. That's good, but still they cannot be involved. We will see. But they come later today, so we train a bit later, and they're not here yet. And so far, I didn't get any news injury-wise. I think, they all should be ready.
And it was just one other, if I may, you talk about like the proper shift you're going to have to put in against Brighton. It's been such an intense time for the team, with so many games being played in different competitions as well. Is there a skill set, is there an art, and you keep that motivation going to keeping them all together, to keep that intensity going? Is there a skill that you haven't taught Mauro?
Who?
A way to keep it all together?
It's boys, the character of the group. So we don't feel sorry for ourselves or whatever and think, oh my God, again? not at all. So we really like the situation and we are used to it. It's not, come on. Even last season, when we had to get qualified, when we wanted to be qualified for the Champions League, we had to win pretty much all the games in the last, I don't know how many weeks. So we brought ourselves quite frequently in similar situations for different reasons, and don't know exactly what's about and why it always happened to us. But it's it was 1 year when we didn't have to fight until it was the year when we became champion. It was a bit earlier decided. All the other years were always full throttle until the end, and so we are kind of used to it, but I don't take it for granted that it works out, and I know that it's that the boys have to invest a lot, and of course we try to help with all we can with all the recovery stuff, opportunities we have, and then obviously with telling the boys why it makes sense to give it a try as well. Yeah, of course, that these kind of things, we want to write a special story here, not only this year, in general. And if you want to look back in your life, later in your life, look back on a very successful time, then you should better give your absolute everything now. That's a good story, and that's what we try.
Rudy Mossack, Mike?
Yeah, again, as part of that special story that you've been writing, you've got lots of really gifted and talented footballers. I'm not so sure that anybody works harder than Liverpool, maybe Man City, but it's great players that work hard, the secret of success. How difficult is it to maintain those levels of endeavour as the season progresses and fighting on three fronts? You've won one trophy already.
I'm not sure if it's difficult or whatever, but you cannot do it. I'm pretty sure you cannot do it now with everybody. But I believe in humans, and I really believe in the fact that everybody has a specific amount of self-motivation. So, and then if you see other guys around you who have something similar or even bigger, higher, whatever, higher level of self-motivation, then you realize, okay, that's possible, that there's still obviously some space for improvement. So it's a lot, pretty much all about the boys themselves. We were really lucky in moments and obviously quite smart in other moments with bringing these boys together. And now it's a lot about self-education, about role models in the team, about who sets standards on the pitch, but in the dressing room as well, these kind of things. And we are really blessed, and you're right, I think. But it's not only City and us, Chelsea's, they are all working hard and for different reasons. Burnley's working incredibly hard and that every day, but they don't get the points all the time, but they never give up and all these kind of things. And, so if you want to be in the Premier League, if you want to be a Premier League player, You have to be ready to give your absolutely, to absolute all. Just more, some are more skilled than others. Then you think they work even harder, but that's not always the case. Sometimes the guys who are have really only, like me as a player, I worked incredibly hard, but the people didn't talk about that. They only talk about that I cannot control the ball, which actually was my, that was the same way I thought about it. And so having a good, an outstanding attitude should be the basis for a successful sports career.
And Brighton, not in great form at the moment, results-wise, as you indicated. Why do you think that they've made things, been able to make things awkward for you on quite a few occasions when you've played?
I mean, a really good football team, and obviously Graham likes to okay, he has the time to set up as well his team for each opponent, and he's using it obviously pretty smart. Graham Potter is an outstanding coach, I have to say. I really like what he's doing. I think Brighton has the problem that from time to time they don't finish the situations off they create. I don't know how many games I watched off Brighton when you thought 80 minutes, wow, my God, how good they are, but they were only 1-0 up, and then the other team has one chance and it's 1-1, and I think, oof, that's really hard. But the, if you have a look at the players they bring in and the way they play, it's really exciting to watch. And it's really good football. And we realized that in the home game, we were 2-0 up. Didn't think, it was quite long ago, but I didn't think we were brilliant that day, but we really didn't really leave the door open. They needed a screamer to get a bit closer, but then from that moment on, we were not compact anymore, and they played through the lines, between the lines, in behind the lines, and that's what not a lot of teams are able to do, but they were, and I respect that a lot, and that's the team we prepare for tomorrow.
Thank you. Carl, anything from you?
Carl?
You've not experienced many defeats this season.
Enough.
In the last year.
More than enough.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what the immediate reaction is from the players. I choose this test for example because you lost but you still went through. But what the reaction from the players is immediately after a defeat and in the days after the defeat. Do you see a difference in that?
No, we are no good losers. I mean, we are, honestly, it's not like that, but it's not, but you have to, so I have usually after the game a little speech in the dressing room, so actually most of the time quite nice to say to the boys how good they were and stuff like this. Obviously in this game it was slightly different, but in the end I realized when I looked in the eyes, because I was in a better mood than the players when I came in, and I lost as well. So, but my first thought, we are through against a tough opponent. The boys' first thought was wow, we lost. And both is fine somehow, and it's like always in life. Reaction is important. We have to see. We have to show reaction. We will. I'm pretty sure we will. Because in the game, the result is only the result. I'm obviously very interested in the performance. And I didn't like parts of the performance, especially defensively. So, and that's now a good point to make before you play Brighton. Because if you don't defend properly against Brighton, we have a problem. Definitely a problem. Our counter press was not even close to what I would have expected in this game. And we got punished for it. Do I like losing? No. Do I like the fact that if you don't do what the plan was, that you then get a knock for it? Yes, I would have been happy with a draw as well. It would have been enough of a knock, but now we lost. We could have won, and all this kind of thing. So you have to, with all the chances we had, then, okay, some of them against 10 men, but before already. It would have covered a couple of things for this game. Problems we don't have that often, but we had it in that game, and we have to stop having these problems. We have to show that we understand there's a way we can cause each team in the world problems, and we should better use that way.
Hey everyone, thanks for watching, thanks for supporting Redmen TV. If you want more Redmen TV in your life, become a Club Legend subscriber on Redmen Plus right now. You will get your name at the side of every YouTube show. You will get perks such as free merch, discount on merch, free tickets to Redmen live shows, and you'll get access to all our content, which includes exclusive interviews, documentaries, and all our pre- and post-match content, which is available in video and podcast form. Sign up now.